of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Harlow Wilcox, inviting you to the informal opening of the West Coast branch of the showroom, with the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kirk Massey, Vic Schoen and his orchestra, and in the Nash Kelvinator green room, tonight's guests, Abbott and Costello. And here are Kirk Massey and the Ambassadors and the Andrews Sisters saying hi to Hollywood with California.
There are poets who sing of that mythical kingdom of Arcady, but alack and unfortunately, they're not up with the time.
For there isn't a thing in that second-hand kingdom of Arcady that compares with the son of the sea of that golden spanked coat, pardon us if we both from this coast.
California,
We have luscious persimmon and ditto our women who rival each. Gladiola, magnolia, and peach. So we say to each friend who makes each journey then we come in.
California,
where the rain doesn't rain, it just drizzles champagne.
California, where
romance is the dream of the day. From San Pedro to Fresno, no maiden fish, there's no one love is not. For in gay California, everything is tremendous, Titanic, stupendous.
The ocean is better and bluer and wetter.
The mountains are higher, the desert is drier, the boys have more jackals.
The girls have more freckles.
California, all without it, there's no USA.
Very much, folks. Gee, it's wonderful to be back.
And on behalf of the California Chamber of Commerce, in charge of cheering copacetic choral combinations, allow me to remark, quote, that the East Coast loss is the West Coast gain, unquote.
It's our boy Wilcox, quoting and unquoting.
And it's your boy Wilcox who says that you and Maxine and Laverne better get right with it and let us hear an Andrews Sister special. Specifically, that Eight to the Bar Cantata, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then the drama came up and he was gone with the draft. He sent me on and out, slow and reveille. He was the boogie people for his company. He made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. He brought him down to the couldn't jam. That seems to understand. He was the man with a cap, went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumped when he played reveille. He's the boogie boogie people for his company.
He's a boogie boogie
beautiful brother Bill.
Bookie every night, wake him up to say we in the early bright. Clap the hands and can there be? Because in all our plays, the summer gives him a beat. He thinks they cut out, what is like gravity? He's a boogie boy, he thinks of all somebody sees. Da, 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 da.
Ah, terrific, kids, terrific. Pick up the marbles. You won that one lightly and politely.
Oh, thank you, Harlow. And speaking of picking up, it's time we modulated over to the romance department and picked up that Moonlight and Roses man, Kurt Matthews.
Well, let's see what we can do, Patty. Kurt, are you available?
Why, sure. You know all Patty has to do is raise her little finger and Massey comes running.
Raise that finger, Patty. And here comes Kurt Massey on the double with that swell love song, I'll Buy That Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder. Skies full of moon, a sweet mellow tune, I'll buy that dream. Imagine you in a gown white and flowery, and me thanking God for your dowry. Heart full of hope, those last-minute jokes, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo, in a brand-new avocado, and home by rocket in a wind. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. Doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, that dream. Sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune, I'll buy the dream. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. Doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. We'll be in business. I'll buy that dream.
Now, Nash is the news, for new Nash cars are rolling off the assembly line every day. One day very soon, you're going to be able to slide behind the wheel of a big, sleek, expensive-looking Nash 600. You're going to enjoy new driving thrills, and you're going to find out that, big as it is, the new Nash 600 parks and steers more effortlessly than you'd ever dream possible. The body and frame of the Nash 600 is one single unit of welded steel, built the way a plane is built. Is stronger, safer, 500 pounds lighter. Instead of 15 or 20 miles per gallon, the big new Nash 600 delivers 25 to 30 at moderate highway speeds. On the roughest roads, deep coil springs on all four wheels keep your ride satin smooth. If it's a raw, blustery day, notice how the Nash conditioned air system surrounds you with living room warmth automatically. But probably you'll get your big thrill when you learn that the new Nash 600 is in the low price field. So watch your newspaper for the announcement that the car of tomorrow has arrived. Then let the new Nash 600 and the new Nash ambassador speak for themselves. And you'll know why. You'll be ahead with Nash. Coming up, the Andrews sisters with a little musical advice to the lovelorn.
Always remember, girls, that finesse is what counts.
Yes, Pat, but definitely. Never let the man know that you're interested, but positively. Be cool, be calm, be distant, and above all, never be demanding.
But precisely. And when that doesn't work, let him have it, kid. Back him in the corner and say, put that ring on my finger.
She loved him completely in a true and endless way. Though he loved her sweetly, he would never name the day. When she became impatient with the passing of the years, she'd look at him and cry through a tear.
Put that ring on my finger by that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that big finger in my hand. If you're anxious to linger,
the green room, the room where the star waits for those magic words, you're on. Our Nash Kelvinator green room has moved out to Hollywood with us, and behind that big green door with a big shiny star wait the guests who receive tonight's award for their outstanding contribution to the world of entertainment. We were trying the other day to figure out just what it was we looked for in our green room guests, what one word would sum up the quality that makes them eligible for a green room award. We figured for some time, and the long and short of it is character.
And so we got a couple of characters for tonight.
One long and one short, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
go quiet.
I got some lines here. Whatever.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody.
Well, you know, introducing Abbott and Costello to an audience is a little bit like saying, Ham, may I present egg?
Now, wait a minute, Jack. That's no way to start off. Now, we want to be friendly.
Quiet, Lou. What he's using is just a figure of speech.
Well, I don't like his figure very much. Now, Patty Andrews, there's something else. How about that figure making a speech?
And fast before we get into any more complications. Because we want Bud and Lou to do the act that's brought down the house on the stage, in the movies, and on the radio. The one routine you think of when you think of Abbott and Costello.
What we want to know is who's on first.
Well, Abbott, here we are at Nashville.
Nashville.
Nash, what I want to tell you.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. Are you talking about the Kelvinator 9?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I understand Kelvinator 9's going to have a baseball team this year.
That's right.
I understand that Nash made you the manager.
Well, certainly. Naturally.
I want to play ball.
Well, there's no reason
why I want to be a ball player on your team.
Well, why not?
Well, you know all the guys' names. I don't know any of them. I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when you meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know, Lou, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
Yeah, and his brother,
Daffy Dean.
I'm their cousin.
Who are you?
Goofy.
Goofy, yeah.
Well, I'm their French cousin.
Yes?
Goofy.
Goofy. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first... Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What strange names. I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know's on third.
You're the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
I'm telling you who is on first.
Go ahead and tell me.
That's his name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
I can't tell you anymore than that.
I'm asking you who's playing first base.
He is.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
When you signed up the first baseman, who signed the contract?
Well, naturally.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, it's no good unless he signs it.
It's no good unless who signs it?
Yes.
So who signed it?
He did.
Who did?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
No, who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
When he signs the receipt, how does he sign the receipt?
Who?
The guy that signs the receipt.
That's the way he signs it.
Who signs it?
Yes.
I mean, how does he sign his name?
Just who?
Who?
Yes.
I mean, how does he sign it?
Who?
The guy on first.
That's all he signs.
You give the guy the money?
Yes.
You know who signs the receipt?
He does.
How does he sign it?
Who?
The guy you give the money
to. That's the way he signs it.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
What is the guy's name on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Who's on third? What are you talking about?
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is on third?
Who is playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
Look, when you pay off the third baseman every month, how does he sign his name?
I don't know.
You don't know how the guy signs his name?
Certainly I do.
You give him the money?
I give him the money.
How does he sign his name?
I don't know.
And still you give him the money?
Well, he's entitled to it.
Who's entitled to it?
Oh, who's entitled to his own money?
What's entitled to his own money?
What's entitled to his?
I don't know. He's our third. Hey, you got an outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not asking you what's on first.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He's in center field.
I don't know the plays as well as I do.
You got a pitcher on a team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
Don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first.
Go ahead, have it your own.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher? Catcher's name.
Today
and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team.
I can't help that.
You're on a catcher too.
So they do.
I'll get behind a plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Home run Levy.
Levy?
He works for Nash.
Yes, all right.
Levy gets up.
Yes.
Now tomorrow throws the ball and Levy busts the ball.
Yes.
Now when he busts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw Levy out of first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You did not.
I said I throw the ball to naturally.
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
Now, wait a minute. You throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
Well, I throw the ball naturally.
You don't.
I throw it a hoop.
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying what I'm saying. Now get it straight.
Go ahead and ask me again.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's correct.
I ask you. I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Same as you.
No.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw the ball to who?
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
He better get it.
All right, well, don't worry.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second. That's Levy. Now, whoever it is, I throw the ball to, he picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. triple play.
Now, that could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caused. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
No question about it. That's a classic, Bud and Lou. And here's an award to symbolize All America's tribute to the thousands of laughs you've brought them. A bronze medal of the Nash Kelvinator Green Room Door, symbolic of Abbott and Costello's outstanding contribution to the world of entertainment. Thank God.
Thank you, thank you.
The first time you serve a meal from a new Kelvinator automatic cook electric range, you're going to feel like a guest at your own dinner table. Why? Because this beautiful new range, soon to be displayed at your Kelvinator dealers, actually cooks whole meals all by itself. You prepare them ahead of time, place as many as 5 different dishes in the spacious oven, set the automatic cook control, and the Kelvinator range does the rest. It starts your meal, times it, turns it off. At the moment you want it, your food is ready to serve, piping hot and delicious. The new Kelvinator electric range has new top-of-the-stove features, too. Direct contact units that supply speedy, accurate heat for whatever food you're cooking. They're worth waiting for. The new Kelvinator automatic cook electric ranges, the new Kelvinator refrigerators, and Kelvinator home freezers. Get the best things first. Get Kelvinator. You know the Two's company, and here's the company of two, Patty Andrews and Kurt Massey, that specialize in
high notes
and low notes
and close harmonies as follows. I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane soon, soon, soon. Meet the moon.
I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before. Morning, night, and noon. For I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane.
Say, Kurt.
Yes, Patty.
Remember that little white cottage we were talking about last summer?
Well, make it soon, soon, soon.
Oh, very soon.
Meet that moon, moon, moon.
We won't care if it's November or the middle of June.
You know, Pat, honey, when we get all settled and everything, I'm going to be with you all the time.
I'll make it morning, night, and noon.
I'll be walking with my honey, the
hit the trail and wind up in Hollywood. And once in Hollywood, all good cowboys hit the trail once again and wind up with a hit song. Let's join Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, and the Ambassadors and the Andrews sisters as they ride along the Navajo Trail.
Every day along that evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, along the Navajo Trail.
When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
to lie, listen to the music when the wind is coming to shake your guitar.
When over yonder hill the moon is shining,
it's morning already. There's the darling, so silver and pale.
It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the nevermore.
Everybody, that just about shows off every new model on display in the Nash Kelvinator Musical Showroom. So,
good night, folks. See you next Wednesday.
From the Andrews Sisters.
So long, folks.
From Kurt Massey. Next Wednesday in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, Xavier Cugat. And remember,
we'll be with you each Wednesday at this time.
Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, makers of Nash motor cars, Kelvinator and Leonard home appliances, will be looking for you next Wednesday in the NK Musical Showroom. Starring the Andrews Sisters with Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen and his orchestra and the ambassadors, and in the green room, Xavier Cugat. Until then, this is Harlow Wilcox wishing you good evening. Costello appeared on this program by courtesy of Camel Cigarettes. This is CBS, Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, Columbia Station for Southern California.